Christians get trapped in discontentment when they adopt worldly goals. Hi, I'm Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown. Worldly goals always boil down to three things: more, bigger, and better. Scripture defines them as indulgence, greed, and pride. Often, successful Christians come to the Lord out of desperation. Their accumulation of assets has neither alleviated fear nor provided happiness. Oftentimes, they actually create strife. After welcoming Christ as Savior, new believers initially experience peace and a desire to commit everything to the Lord. Unfortunately, many continue to live in the natural, with the tendency to fall back into the same old routine. They only go through the motions of serving the Lord. It's evidenced in a lack of peace, a lack of spiritual growth, and a growing doubt about God. Satan uses the riches of the world to lure you away from God's salvation and His blessings. He wants to steer you away from God's path and His people. Your challenge is to guard your heart and mind so you don't give in to the world and its goals. Surround yourself with those who live out the gospel and limit the influence of those who don't. Pray with your spouse and seek to build your lives on the true foundation. Seek wise mentors and immerse yourself in the Word of God. Learn what He says about money so you can become a wise steward of all He provides. You'll be conformed into His image as you adopt an eternal perspective and a biblical worldview to all of life. Ignore the world. Instead, delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. In my new book, Seven Gray Swans, I describe seven obvious dangers that we tend to ignore. My goal is to show you how to prepare for and survive these economic threats. You can find it online at Amazon.com.